Hi, everybody. Today, after a quick message, we are happy to share one of our favorite stories and relaxations with you. Enjoy! Welcome back to Be Calm on Awe Island. We're excited that you have joined our world to relax and learn. Our meditation and story will begin in just a moment. Right now, would you please help us out? Find us at Awe Island on Facebook and Twitter. We want to help as many kids as possible relax and sleep. And you can help by sharing at Awe Island with your friends and family. So thank you for helping us spread the word. If you love listening to our stories and meditations, please become a member of Be Calm on Awe Island podcast on Patreon. You'll find all your favorite episodes there, an extra story each week to relax to, and so much more. Join us on Patreon to help us grow and bring you more of the content you've requested. Thank you for listening. Now, let's relax.
Hello, Awe Islanders. Are you ready for some deep dragon breaths? Before we begin, have you found a quiet spot? Do you have your favorite listening buddy or blanket? Let's start relaxing with three deep dragon breaths. Breathe in. Feel the air coming in your nose to fill your tummy with fresh air. And then breathe out, pretending fire is coming out of your mouth. Ready? Breathe in and out. Again, softly breathe in and out. One last dragon breath, in and out. Now, it's time to relax your entire body, starting with your feet. Wiggle all your toes, and then squeeze your toes together, pretending you are picking up a banana. Hold that banana tight with your toes and let go. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. And wiggle all your toes. One more time. Pretend you are holding a banana with your toes. And let go. Take another deep dragon breath in and out. And wiggle your toes. Feel your feet and toes getting warmer as you relax the muscles. Remember to breathe slowly, like a dragon, in and out. Next, lift your leg up just a little and let it float down. Lift your other leg just a little and let it float down. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. Again, lift one leg up and let it float back down. Lift your other leg and let it float down. Take another deep dragon breath in and out. Feel the muscles in your legs getting warmer and more relaxed. Keep breathing slowly like a dragon in and out. Now, pretend you're holding a star inside each of your hands. Squeeze your hands into a tight ball. Are the stars tickling your hands? Take a deep dragon breath in and out. And let the stars go. How do your hands feel? Are they warm or do they tingle? Enjoy the feeling as you imagine the stars twinkling back up to the sky. Reach your arms around your chest and give yourself a big hug. Now, release and let your arms float down. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. Again, give yourself a big hug, squeeze, and let your arms float down. Take another deep dragon breath in and out. Feel warm energy flow into your chest and arms as you breathe in and out. Now, you're going to make the grumpiest face possible. Squeeze your eyebrows down towards your nose. Wrinkle your nose and mouth up towards your eyebrows. Keep making the grumpy face and let go. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. One more time, make a grumpy face. Let your face and neck soften and breathe in and out. Finally, you are going to squeeze all the muscles in your whole body at the same time. When I say go, squeeze your toes, lift your legs, close your hands, hug yourself, and close your eyes and mouth tight. Ready? Go! Squeeze your whole body tight and let go. Breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. Again, squeeze your whole body tight and relax. Take another slow, deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. One more time, squeeze your whole body tight and let go. Take a deep dragon breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. How does your body feel? Does it feel relaxed, heavy, and warm? Good. Now you are ready for our story. Let's Be Calm on Awe Island. Our story today is Racing Sails. A warm breeze tossed Lewis's hair as he sat with his brother Eddie. They looked out at the sea, calmed by the rhythmic movement and sounds of the waves crashing against the harbor walls. Lewis took a deep breath in and out. It's a beautiful day, isn't it? Yep, Eddie said. There's a nice breeze, so we should be able to move today. Are you ready? Yep, Lewis said. Okay, let's go, Eddie replied. Lewis and Eddie got up and walked down the pier towards their mom and dad, feeling ready to hop up on Sandy the sailboat. Before you get on, you'll need these, their dad said, handing them life vests. Lewis took one and handed it to Eddie. Then they both put them on and carefully climbed aboard. The boat rocked a little as each boy stepped on. They found a spot to sit and watched as their mom and dad worked together to move Sandy out of the harbor. Soon they were out on the lake and the boys helped raise the sails by pulling on the lines their mom and dad handed them. Once the mainsail was up and filled with wind, Sandy began to tilt. Lewis giggled a little. This was his favorite part. As the wind tugged at the sail, Lewis and Eddie's mom noticed another sailboat further out on the lake and said, "Look, there's another boat. Let's race." Their dad smiled and set their sailboat up to try to catch the other boat. They zipped across the waves, rolling over the crests and splashing down in the valleys. Just as they were about to catch the other sailboat, it turned. Lewis and Eddie watched as the bright white sail fluttered, searching for the wind once again. It found it and billowed out full and strong. The sailboat headed toward Sandy, and Lewis and Eddie could see two girls waving at them. "Is that Lisa?" Lewis asked. "I see Lydia too," Eddie called out. The boats circled around each other as everyone on board laughed and said hi. Lewis and Eddie's parents said, "We're thinking of anchoring off the beach for lunch. Would you like to join us?" Everyone on the other boat thought that was a great idea. So the two sailboats found the wind that would take them over to the beach and off they went. The race had started again. The boats were equally matched and stayed close to each other. At times, Sandy moved ahead. At other times, Serena, Lisa and Lydia's boat, moved ahead. Back and forth they went, alternating who was in the lead until they all reached the beach. Sandy and Serena both dropped their anchors. It was time for lunch. Luis's dad grabbed the cooler and brought it up. It was filled with a bottle of cool, refreshing water, apple slices, carrots and celery, hummus and sandwiches. Everyone eagerly drank their water and then began munching on the wonderful lunch. After they had eaten, Lewis's mom put the ladder over the side and the boys climbed over for a swim. Lisa and Lydia climbed off of their boat as well. Their parents laughed and chatted as the boys and girls swam and splashed. The sounds of their laughter echoed down the beach. After a bit of time, the kids grew tired and decided to climb back aboard. They dried off and slowly pulled the anchor up. Now it was time to head back to the harbor. The sail filled up once again. Sandy and Serena made their way back to the harbor, catching every helpful breeze they could. Lewis yawned as they approached the harbor. Eddie saw him and yawned as well. All that sea air had tired them both out. As Sandy approached the harbor, their dad took her sails down and tucked them in. The little sailboat used her little motor to rumble into the harbor. She was almost to her slip when Lewis and Eddie's mom turned off the engine and Sandy's sailboat coasted into her spot. Eddie and Lewis thought a nap on the boat sounded great, and they lied down. Lewis and Eddie thought of all they had to be grateful for. Lewis was grateful to have a warm day for sailing and a peaceful breeze. Eddie was happy for the races with Serena. Both Lewis and Eddie were thankful to have spent time with each other, Lisa and Lydia. Lewis closed his eyes, gave himself a tight hug, and then relaxed. Eddie did the same. Then they both took a deep breath in and out. The boys took another deep breath in and out, and smiled. Then one more deep breath in and out. Their minds quieted, and Luis and Eddie fell asleep, rocking with the gentle movement of the lake, back and forth, back and forth. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.